Good morning from the SIR 2024 Annual Scientific Meeting in Salt Lake City. Today is Saturday, March 23, and this is your daily SIR Today update. Read more at sirtoday.org and get all details at sirmeeting.org. Start your day at the SIR Stroke Course at 8 a.m. or the SIR Business Institute at 8:30 a.m. Tickets and pre-registration are required for both events. If you're not attending either, make sure to join us at Extreme IR, Soft Landing or Controlled Fall, 1 to 5 p.m. in Grand Ballroom AH of the Salt Palace Convention Center. We asked course founder Dr. Zeev Haskell about the program's value.
If you have a devastating complication, and you might be in a small practice, as so many of us are, you really don't have the opportunity to talk to people about it in some way. It can be a moral injury. It can be an emotional injury. It can just be kind of a crippling event where having the ability to see a similar type of thing discussed openly, and then very often in these complications, I'll ask people to raise their hands if they've seen it. And it is often a stunning surprise for people to look around and say, not just me, not just me. And I think that's a very important aspect of M&M. I wrote an editorial on this years ago called "We Dream in Data, but We Live in Letters." You know, we imagine ourselves to be this, but we still want that thing. So Extreme IR is very much acknowledging that, which is you're coming to the annual meeting to enhance your pragmatic and practical practices, to have that collegial conversation that's essential for our health and for our advancement and for our patients' care, to tighten up our practice and data. But at the same time, that excitement, and that excitement is what we aim to deliver.
Are you a member of the SIR, URM, ECS, or RFS section? Check sirmeeting.org or the app for related programming. The day's events wrap up with SIR's invitation-only volunteer appreciation reception, 5 to 6 p.m., and the SIR 2024 opening reception, 6 to 7 p.m., at the Hyatt Regency, Regency A. New articles on sirtoday.org include interviews with award winners Drs. Al Nemchek, Janice Newsom, and John Lettman. You can also read about the SIR Global Summit, get restaurant recommendations from local IRs, and more. Our SIR Today question of the day is, from your experience, what non-clinical qualities or skills do you think are essential for success in IR? Drop us a line with your answer at irq@sirweb.org and be entered into a drawing for IRQ gear. Finally, don't miss our prior interviews with annual meeting committee members Dr. Gloria Salazar and Kumar Matasari. We asked Dr. Matasari what excites him most about this year's annual meeting programming.
I'm excited to see the new updates on trials that several of our IR members around the world are involved in when it comes to genicular arteries, to prostates, to several other cutting-edge innovative procedures that a lot of our members are bringing into their outpatient private practice practices, and really finding a way to integrate our outpatient private practice members along with our academic institutions together into one voice. So I think we're always trying to improve upon that. We have a large percentage who are private practice, and especially now with office-based labs and ASCs, that I think there feels a disconnect over the years. But I think with the business center and a lot of the integration that we're doing, we're really trying to hope that everyone understands that this is all together in one, and understanding what the needs are of those who are in private practice running their own business and incorporating that into this. I think that'll help everybody, because IRs as a whole need to find a way to understand IR as a separate entity and as a business model themselves. Even if you're in a hospital academic center, even if you're an outpatient, how do you develop IR as a clinical practice, as a business practice? Because nowadays, the distinction between academic IR and private practice IR is very slim. Those of us in academics are still running on a business model, so I think it can only help us to learn from each other and how to integrate the private practice side a lot more into what we do.
Again, visit us at sirtoday.org for all your meeting coverage, and tune in each morning for more audio updates.